Hey guys, welcome to Anglo News South Africa, and this is another destination report of Mazepa Bay. I am your host, Vanessa Green, and this show is proudly brought to you by Angler Custom Apparel. If you are looking for customized fishing shirts or jackets, we are the guys to call. With over 8 years in creating apparel for over 100 fishing clubs, competitions, and teams, Angler Apparel are confident that we can make you look good on the water. Our garments are UV protected, quick dry, breathable, and the only brand that offers you a lifetime guarantee that it will never shrink or fade. Give us a call on 083-792-8977 or 076-043-9269 and we will get creating for you. Hey guys, we are back with another Mazepa Bay fishing report, and this week it is the 26th of May 2022, where Owen Richter is super excited. He is touching on the sardines, and mainly he's talking about the sharks, mixed bag of sharks, the species that are coming out and the abundance they are coming out in. So let's kick off this week's fishing report with Mr. Owen Richter.
Well, good day to all the anglers out there. Well, it's me, Owen Richter, from the Wild Coast, Mazepa Bay, and some news. Jeez, cheese and biscuits. I don't even know how to say this, cheese and rice. Well, I've got a friend down there, O'Hase. Took some friends and family down there to Mazepa, and flipping what a session the guys have had there. Gentlemen, starting off, just to let you guys know that the sardines has been quite a bit of sardines moving up and down the coastline, or actually moving up the coastline from Port Elizabeth, coming past the east coast, and a lot of pilot trolls. So I've got some friends with boats that have been out and they've been flipping. Yeah, there's been lots of sards, but nevertheless, forget about the sards, let's get to the shark fishing. Well, I've had a friend down there and we had some nice winds blowing and dropping baits with kites. And once again, gentlemen, with the drones out of action for a while, hopefully not too long, but every oak's got a different stroke when it comes to fishing. We've got Geis that's been helped there by Ajax, and yeah, guys, geez, starting off, they caught a duckbill, they caught a raggy, they caught a grey, they caught a nice Zambi, they've caught a whole mixed bag of sharks, and Mazepa Bay name brand spots once again giving fish. So yeah, gentlemen, the most important part you must just remember of fishing the Wild Coast or any spot that you fish: conditions, putting in the time, putting in the effort, check your tides, when the wind's blowing, use a right size kite. I always say that, don't go there with a 50 centimeter kite in a flipping a little wind. It's not going to help you. You want a big kite for a little wind and a small kite for a lot of wind. But nevertheless, yeah, Geis has told me that the sharks are absolutely wild, and that's so nice to hear that. Edible fishing, the guys have been catching the odd brusher, they've been catching their salmon, and of course, you know, your blacktail and your bluefish, bronze bream, they're always around there. But yeah, listen, gentlemen, for those going down to Mazepa or fishing the Wild Coast, yeah, just be safe and fish safe, and just remember one thing. At Mazepa or anywhere in the Transkei, you can't just jump in a boat and go fetch you out of the sea. There's no one to help you. Watch the swells. There's no waves that run in the Transkei. There's deep points. You've got the swell that lifts up, it runs in, it sneaks up in, and it smacks against the rocks, and that's the one that smacks you off the rocks. So always keep your eyes open. Secondly, never ever go fishing alone at night, guys. That's another story I want to speak to you guys about, night fishing or fishing into the night for sharks and stuff. I've seen some guys really hurting themselves at Mazepa quite bad, but that's for another day. Anyway, gentlemen, Mazepa Bay once again on fire. I have sent some pictures through. Enjoy and tight lines out there.
Thank you so much, Owen. Your input and your knowledge in Mazepa Bay is always valued to us, especially when it comes to our safety concerns. Thank you so much for that. We really appreciate it. Guys, that is Owen Richter from Wild Coast Angling Tours. Always remember, if you want to have the best experience out at Mazepa Bay, give Owen a call. So this is one of the features of Angler New South Africa. This one was Mazepa Bay, but we will be bringing you more destinations on the show. So don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow from whichever podcast channel you are listening from. This feature was brought to you by Angler Custom Apparel. So don't forget, if you are looking for those customized fishing shirts, give us a call. Once again, for Angler New South Africa, I am Vinesh Sugreem. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect the bag limits, and fish for the future.